Have you ever wondered about the voice on the other end of a 911 call? Melissa Beltran is a public safety dispatcher in Washoe County, trained to keep calm under pressure, but there are certain phone calls she says she can never forget. Students at the Reynolds School of Journalism joined Beltran for her overnight shift in order to share her story.
Nora 347, go ahead.
One of the worst parts about this job is that it is everybody's worst day. Nobody calls the police because they're having a great day. My name is Melissa Beltran, and I'm a public safety dispatcher for the Reno Police and Fire Department. Both of my parents were deputies for the county, so I was always very in tune with, like, when my parents were detectives for child abuse and neglect. So I've been very interesting my whole life of everyone. And this job makes that worse a little bit, too. Excuse me.
Dispatch Melissa, how can I help you?
Okay. I'll move around all night. So I'm here on the secondary channel now, but this is a police line only. So law enforcement or law enforcement relations only come through this phone. So I'm going to be at this position for 2 hours. And then I'm going to move to go sit on fire. And that way nobody gets burnt out or... like Lorraine is sitting on Reno Green, which is very busy typically all the time.
I'm sorry, you need a second case number?
So it's a lot of multitasking. You think when you're first training, every loud noise or every scream sounds like someone's in distress. There was a call where someone had harmed themselves and the family member found them and they're obviously hysterical. And it's hard to listen to somebody hysterically cry and not have a feeling about that, some kind of feeling. It still chokes me up. There was another time where children were locked in a closet because of a domestic dispute, and they were calling. And it was an older teenager with a younger toddler-aged. And I had, like, a proud mama moment for that teenager. But she did everything she could do to keep that kid stuck in that closet, to keep her safe. And it was just something that you can't not have a feeling about. You would have to be a robot to not have a feeling. I mean, I even ended the call and told her that I was proud of her. She did a great job. K-912 Reno. All subjects are clear always. Are you code 4? It's 12:55 a.m. and we're going to walk over to sit on 911 to answer phones. So you'll notice that I talk completely different on the phones versus the radio. The radio is going to be for police or fire only. The phones, I'm talking to citizens, so they don't know who I am unless I announce myself. 911, where's your emergency? And when you say robbed, what do you mean? Most of the time, no, I don't think I take it home. I don't like to talk about the bad things, that there's more compartmentalization of those traumatic events, because why would you want to relive that really sad negative thing that you just heard? We have this job for a reason. We have to have some kind of empathy or sympathy for people, because otherwise we couldn't do this job as effectively. Before I worked in public safety or with law enforcement, I didn't feel fulfilled. But yeah, I think that I get to go home every day and feel like I helped, like I contributed back to society.
That story was produced by Karina Gonzalez, a senior at the Reynolds School of Journalism and a bilingual reporter for KUNR. She participated in the NPR Next Generation Radio program and says this experience opened her eyes to what it's really like in an emergency call center.
I just have a whole new respect for them because it's just so, it is stressful. They're getting all these calls, but they're like a team, because the person that I was interviewing could be like slammed with calls and then someone else could take her line. It kind of reminded me of a newsroom too.
Karina's work is part of a series called Overnight Stories from Reno. Learn more at KUNR.org.